When you're a public figure or you have a platform that reaches hundreds of thousands or in some cases hundreds of millions of people, there is a certain level of responsibility that comes along with it. If you're going to endorse someone, especially a political candidate, you need to do your own homework. You need to know exactly who you're endorsing. I know I've referenced this before, but I'm going to use it again. Over the past week, I have been rewatching The Last Dance, the 10-part documentary series about Michael Jordan. I've watched this so many times now that I've lost count. I can recite the entire series verbatim. I don't know why I rewatch this every few months. I don't know if it's because Michael Jordan's my favorite athlete, or maybe it's the nostalgia factor. It reminds me of the 90s, a time when men wore pants instead of lip gloss. Back in 1990, Michael Jordan caught a lot of shit for refusing to endorse Harvey Gantt in his Senate race against Jesse Helms. When they filmed The Last Dance, Michael Jordan explained why he chose not to endorse Harvey Gantt. Now, everyone gets caught up in the line, Republicans buy sneakers too. And look, that was certainly part of it. But according to Michael Jordan himself, the main reason he chose not to publicly endorse Harvey Gantt, he didn't know anything about him. He didn't know his background. He didn't know his political leanings. He wasn't going to put his name on someone without knowing everything about him. Unfortunately for LeBron James, he doesn't live by that same mantra. A lot of people like to compare Michael Jordan and LeBron James, but there's just no fucking comparison between the two. Not on the court, not off the court. Michael Jordan, he wanted to be away from the cameras, away from the spotlight, especially later on in his career. One of the reasons that he retired both times was to get away from the spotlight. LeBron James is the complete opposite. LeBron craves the attention. This dude does everything that he can to keep his name in the headlines. Don't take my word for it. Just look at what happened last week. Last Tuesday, one of the members of the Migos was shot and killed at a bowling alley in Houston. It was a sad situation. I think the dude was 27, maybe 28 years old. I mean, it was sad. Now, me personally, I'm not a fan of the Migos. I think their music sucks. It's garbage. All they do is mumble and repeat the same words, the same lines over and over. Repeating lyrics, that was catchy in like 2004, 2005 when Mike Jones was doing it, but that shit got old fast. Modern rap music in general is trash. It's garbage. There's no substance to it. Now, even though I didn't like their music, it was still sad to see a young man lose his life seemingly over nothing. LeBron James, though, LeBron is a huge fan of the Migos. Huge fan. He is such a big fan that he was listening to their music before they even made it. The Migos, they didn't release their first mixtape until 2011. They didn't hit the mainstream until 2013. Now listen to LeBron James during a press conference this past Sunday. Roll the film.
I've been listening to those guys for so long. I was listening to those guys when I my first year with the Heat in 2010. And you can ask any one of my teammates back then, they had no idea who the Migos was. Like cursing me out when I would play it throughout the weight room or play it throughout the locker room. I was like, I'm telling you, these guys are next. I'm letting you know right now, these days, like, turn this off. I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, I am sure your teammates were begging you to turn the Migos off. It's garbage. But this is an example of what I'm talking about with LeBron. He is putting himself in the center of a tragic situation just to get attention for himself. He even took it a step further by literally replicating the attire of the dude that was shot. I guess Halloween is observed for an entire week in the James household instead of just one day, because LeBron James dressed from head to toe, replicating another dude. Now, he called it a tribute. The rest of us called it what it was, a cry for attention. Now, as you guys know, the midterm elections are going on right now. By the time most of you see this video, polls on the East Coast will probably be closing. They'll be tallying the results, which, depending on the state you're living in, could take anywhere from a couple of hours to a couple of weeks. Just depends on how many dead people rise from the grave and cast their votes. Now, from a mainstream perspective, one of the biggest races in the country is the Senate race in the state of Georgia. Incumbent Raphael Warnock against Herschel Walker. Now, we used to see these get-out-the-vote campaigns where a network like MTV, they would create specials, these commercials, encouraging their audience to vote. It didn't matter who you voted for. They didn't try to sway you one way or the other. The campaign was strictly focused on just getting you to go out and vote. Over the last couple of months, the NBA has embarked on a get-out-to-vote campaign. The league scheduled no games today. They didn't want to distract anyone from not voting, even though 100% of NBA games on a Tuesday night start after polls close. NBA arenas around the country are being used as voting centers. You come in, you cast your vote. But instead of giving you a sticker that says, I voted, the NBA is giving out stickers that say, I respect rectums. Now, I have kept up with LeBron James throughout his career. He's from Akron, Ohio. He's lived in Cleveland, Miami, Los Angeles. I'm sure at one time or another, he's lived somewhere like New York City or something like that. But I don't ever remember LeBron James living in the state of Georgia. I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing the Georgia peach on his license plate. I remember seeing Don's lemon on there, but not the Georgia peach. So I am incredibly perplexed as to why LeBron James is taking so much interest in this race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Well, actually, I shouldn't say he's taking an interest in this race. After watching this bullshit endorsement, I highly doubt LeBron James knows who Raphael Warnock even is. Watch this cheaply produced garbage yourself. See if you catch the mistake he makes. Roll the film.
Georgia, what up? LeBron James here. Obviously, tomorrow is Election Day, and it's only one choice when voting for senator, and that's Raphael Warnock. So make sure you guys go to warnock.com to find your polling location. God bless.
Yeah. So I went to warnock.com, just like LeBron told me to. I went to warnock.com to check my voting location. Site not found. LeBron James paid about as much attention to this endorsement as he did to the candidate that he is endorsing. None. I am trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I am trying to assume that LeBron James knows absolutely nothing about Raphael Warnock. I don't think LeBron really gives a shit about this race. If he did, he would have posted this video endorsement to his own Instagram account instead of the account of Raphael Warnock. LeBron has 136 million followers, Warnock a little over 300,000. What likely happened here? Warnock's campaign reached out to LeBron's camp, begging him for an endorsement, hoping it would sway voters. They know LeBron has never met a camera he didn't enjoy sticking straight up his bongo, so they knew he'd be willing to do it. Now, I'm trying my best to believe if LeBron James knew anything about Raphael Warnock, that he would not have endorsed him. I mean, LeBron's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? Isn't that the message he's been trying to convey over the last 2 or 3 years? Listen to a couple of these clips from Raphael Warnock. This dude claims to be a man of God. He is the pastor of the Georgia chapter of Woke United Methodist. Listen to this. And you tell me if this represents diversity, equity, and inclusion. And FYI, the sickness that he's talking about here, the sickness he's talking about is white supremacy. Roll the film.
I know what it has taken for Judge Jackson to get to this moment, and nobody's going to steal my joy. Yes, I'm a senator. I'm a pastor. But beyond all of that, I'm the father of a young black girl. I know how much it means for Judge Jackson to have navigated the double jeopardy of racism and sexism to now stand in the glory of this moment.
It is sickness. It is ungodly, it is uncivilized, and it is unjust. We have built this massive infrastructure over the last 40 years, and the infrastructure has created its own distinct ideology. It is the mutation of an old virus, COVID-19. And in this land, we've been trying to beat back this virus since 1619.
I don't, no matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
Are you starting to understand now why Michael Jordan refused to endorse politicians? Back in the 1990s, we didn't have access to information like we do today. LeBron James has no excuse. I found those clips of Raphael Warnock in a matter of seconds. LeBron is supposedly fighting to end racism. Now, the racism he's fighting is mythical, but he's still fighting to end it. But he endorses a candidate like Raphael Warnock? There's only two conclusions that we can draw here. Number one, LeBron James is lazy as fuck and unknowingly endorsed Raphael Warnock without knowing anything about him. All he knew was that he's a fellow pirate pounder with a D next to his name, informing people that he is indeed a dumbass. Or number two, LeBron James does know what Raphael Warnock stands for, and he is endorsing that. Either way, it is a bad look for LeBron James and the NBA as a whole. It's not a good look for the league when the face of your league is endorsing a candidate that hates the majority of your fan base, your customers. Is it any wonder why regular season games in college football are drawing a larger audience than the NBA finals? Did you guys see that earlier today? This morning, ratings were released for this past weekend. Now, back in June, the NBA Finals averaged 12.4 million viewers. Georgia-Tennessee on Saturday, CBS, 2:30 in the afternoon. Over 13 million people. But KC, that's because people like football more than the NBA. Yeah. That excuse is bullshit. Go look at television ratings from the 1980s until around, 2017, 2018, maybe even 2019. And give me one instance of a regular season game in college football beating the NBA Finals. You think Alabama-LSU was beating Michael Jordan in the ratings? You think Michigan-Ohio State was beating Kobe in the ratings? The decline of the NBA over the last 2 years is tied directly into their promotion of the bullshit. And here we have LeBron James, once again, inserting himself into a political situation that he has nothing to do with. He doesn't even live in the state of Georgia. Hell, he didn't even live in the same time zone. Give me your thoughts. LeBron James endorses Raphael Warnock. Now, do you think this endorsement is a sign of ignorance? And when I say that, I mean LeBron James knew nothing about Raphael Warnock and endorsed him simply because he's a fellow shitfuck. Or, do you think LeBron James knows about Raphael Warnock, knows his mentality, knows his rhetoric, and he actually agrees with him? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.